Yeah, he will be old and creepy time he gets the reason of all this. Well, if he's doing all the research.
It will take a long time. Dr. said he expects to be 65 before he gets finished, and I think he'd be doing well if he gets it done by then. I don't know, he's not much more than his 40s, I wouldn't think.
He's got his job cut out for him.
Dr. used to be a radio announcer, and went back, I guess, and got his PhD and began teaching English, but he has a lot of awareness of different dialects from, I guess, from his early experiences as well as from his later ones. All right, if you have malaria, what would you take?
Oh, quinine.
All right. If you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is, what do you call that?
Water.
If somebody meets you on the street and he says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling just about average, you say, oh,
I'm just medium.
Just medium, or I'm
pretty well.
All right. If
I feel pretty good.
If she hardly got the news when she came right over to
tell me.
All right. If you invite somebody to come out and see you this evening and you want to tell him you'd be disappointed if he doesn't come, you'd say, now, if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed.
All right.
I'll be upset.
All right. If he doesn't come, I blank disappointed.
I'll be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say we'll
be glad to see you.
All right.
We'll both be glad to see you.
All right. If you do that again and you're talking to a child, you say, if you do that again, I'll
spank you.
All right. And if you said, I'll go and do something, what would you say? If you do that again, I'll go and
tell your mother.
All right. Or I'll go and
spank you.
If you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you.
Mm-hmm. A boy who comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother says, you've been blank. What's he been doing?
You've been kissing.
Or
you kissed a girl.
Or you've been
late.
Any old-fashioned terms you can think of? You've been
smooching.
All right. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the what?
Best man.
The girl that stands up with the bride is the
bridesmaid. Oh, either maid of honor.
All right. If I saw him, if you want to say at Atlanta, tell me what you would say. I saw him Atlanta.
In Atlanta. To Atlanta.
All right. You want to say, I was, if you think I was going to Knoxville, what would you say? I'm going
up to Knoxville.
All right. If you were going to Florida, you say, I'm going
down to Florida.
All right. If,
but I don't.
You said, unfortunately, he lives, if you wanted to say, he lives blank the Browns, what would you say? He lives
beyond
the Browns. All right. Or if you say the Browns lived a few houses away, how would you say it? He lives
a few houses over.
All right. If it's a half mile, what would you say?
He lives a half mile down the road.
Okay. If children get out of school at 4:00, you say at 4:00 school does what?
School gets out.
After vacation, they say, when does school blank again?
When does school start again?
All right. If an open place in the city where the green grass and trees grow, what would you call?
Park.